Women can listen. Women.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Ah, I feel like that was a really good start to it. Dude. When I did the solo episode, I was like, how long does this go?
That was awesome, and welcome back.
Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast. I'm Molly Stewart, and with me today...
I am Laura Contreras, and the dogs.
That wasn't really necessary. Hey.
Simmer down now. Quiet on the set. Oh, they listened to that.
That's right.
All right.
He likes to talk back. So
he's like,
oh, this is off to a great start. Y'all remember a few episodes ago when we discussed eating cereal and the best kinds of cereal and the ways to eat the cereal. So we thought that we would have a big cereal trying episode today. And that, of course, won't be the only thing that we'll be bringing to you. But I think it's a good place to start.
And I know we're going to be able to go off on a lot of tangents on this. So prepare yourself.
It's tangent central. Like everything is on hinge. We're in my bed right now. Do you understand? Like we're still in the bed and nothing has started with like any sort of thing except for demolition. So like half my house is just like,
and we just rolled out of bed like this. Yeah. We woke up like this
with eyeliner, concealer and everything. But I feel like to eat cereal, you have to be in pajamas or some like varying level of lounge. You know what I mean?
Always.
It's the best way to eat cereal.
And shopping in the grocery store in your PJs. There's nothing better than that.
That was very fun. We were singing Disney songs. It was great. And if you're on Patreon, you will be able to see that because we made a little video series for you guys to see.
And if you're not on Patreon, get on it.
Yeah, seriously.
Get on it.
Patreon is actually sick. And we post so much stuff there. And we have a monthly Zoom chat coming up, so you don't want to miss that. Make sure you join the Dirtbag or Discount Dirtbag tiers. Speaking of stuff for merch, because I wanted to do a bunch of merch stuff, and I set up a storefront. I made all this cool, like, art, guys. It's art, right? Posted on. It gets posted. They're like, cool, all this is fine. And then they just delete it. And it's just a photo of me on a motorcycle with three wolves, a raccoon, a rainbow, and a mountain in the background. I don't really see what the big problem is. Is it the fact that it says Dirtbag? I don't know. But I'm trying to bring you guys merch. So trust me, it's a work in progress. I've gone through customer service. They're not getting back to me. I don't know what's going on. So,
and I saw the merch. I don't see the big deal on it either. No, like as far as like what it would violate and what sort of way, like I'm like, this is so beautiful.
It's spring. Please reach out. Like what's going on? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like I'm trying to bring you guys quality stuff. And I thought maybe it's because I'm in a bikini on a motorcycle. Right. Maybe they're right. Like, that's a little bit too far, even though you can sync it with your OF. So kind of sus. So I AI generated a riding outfit for myself. It actually looked really sick. It's like gold metallic leather pants. I don't even own those. And it made a coat to match and it was sick. It was sick.
You need that outfit.
I need it now. I want it to be real, but AI is like so good now that it's just like, here's clothes. We know what you want to wear. They do know too. It's crazy. But I submitted that one and it still got removed. I'm like, I don't know how to make it any more safe for work, honestly. You know what I mean? It's frustrating. So what could you rant about? What's been going on with you? I feel like I haven't even seen you in like 5 years.
On a good rant. So I told you about how we got a little small mini boat.
Mm-hmm.
And little small mini boat, everybody, for you at home that haven't heard about little small mini boat, she went down almost fully under into the lake of Mead. Lake of Death.
The Lake of Death. And, where all the coyote shapeshifters roam.
Yes.
Do you love the pod?
Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
So since then, it was several times taking it to like the marine mechanic and them going, well, this needs to get done, this needs to get done. And then we weren't sure if we were going to ever be able to bring it back because the engine went into the water.
Ooh.
So that's like important for it not to get fully submerged.
That's the rotor thing that goes fully in the water. I'm just stupid.
I don't know. You know, these are things I'm learning too. And, you know,
I didn't want to learn it. But now I know way more than I wanted to know.
Now you know because of me. And you all at home are going to learn too. Because that's what I'm going to rant about. So we took the little mini boat several times to go get fixed. You know, first time we took it out to the water, launched it. There were still issues.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked.
Yeah.
Then having to go back. You know, they always say like boat is the acronym for bust out another thousand. And that's pretty much true.
Yeah.
Like it really is. So like, it's the labor of love. And it's, you just got to really know you really like it for you to keep on going,
yeah.
You know, or like to want to try. So finally, after a couple of trips to the mechanic and some small repairs done by Carlo himself that were like minor ones.
Carlo himself sounds like just like a title. Carlo himself. It's like his biography.
Captain Carlo.
I picture him like gazing off like into the distance with his mustache.
I have the photo.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, excuse me. Write that down. This is like confirming. And so, you know, now the boat is running. Okay. This weekend I had a karaoke night down at the lake. So the next day we spent the full day there and we actually took the boat out. Well, actually he took it out. I was tired, you know, and then he was testing it out. Yesterday, we actually went for our first ride.
How was it?
Beautiful.
Hell yeah.
And it's a tiny boat, you guys. Like, no bigger than, like, a van slip-on shoe.
Like if a go-kart was a boat.
Yes. Or, like, think about the rides at Disneyland. And it was, like, it's a small world. And so, yesterday, when we were driving into the coves, I was, like, singing that, it's a small world after all. And he's like, this is so funny. Like, because it's, like, that same size.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's awesome.
Did you hear about the guy who got naked? Inside the
no,
it's a small world. You never heard about that guy? Can we sidebar?
Yes.
One thing about me. Last Please. Episode we learned. I'm gonna Please. Sidebar because all right, this dude. I can't believe you hear about this. You don't type in this dude. Guy gets naked in It's a Small World. I think he was like on drugs. I mean, you kind of have to be, right? All right, here we go. From ABC7. From ABC7, Los Angeles. Man arrested after stripping down at Disneyland's It's a Small World.
Is that Jim Gaffigan?
Yes, it is. Jim Laffigan. All right, we're just waiting for Jim Gaffigan to get off the screen, even though he's a wonderful, wonderful comedian. Let's get into it now.
Police called to Disneyland today when a 26-year-old man stripped down and began climbing through the It's a Small World attraction.
Look. Parkgoers
say Disney cast members did briefly stop the ride and tried to help keep the situation calm. By the time the man moved outside, he had disrobed completely. That's when Anaheim police arrested him. He was immediately removed from the park and taken to a hospital. Police say
he was definitely tripping.
But dude. He was tripping balls. There is like no way at all. But yeah, so I can't believe I heard about that. It was so fun.
My God.
Good times. I have to send this link to David so he'll be able to reference it. So guy gets naked, strips down, and it's a small. Can you imagine you're there like either a romantic trip like you and Carlo on the boat, right? Yeah.
Carlo himself.
I can send this to me. I'll Photoshop it. Just like text me this photo and Carlo himself. And I'll make it like a poster that you guys can put up on the boat.
He would love that.
It will look like a movie poster.
Yeah.
You know, you just make it change all the levels and everything. Get it looking real good.
So back to it. Yeah, I love this. We could make a shirt for him for Christmas.
That would be cute.
Carlo himself. But yeah, so we're in the little tiny shoe of a boat. Mm-hmm. And it's so fast because this thing has like a big engine for such a small boat, and that's what makes it cool.
Yeah,
because like it really could fly. It gets very speedy, and so we're flying across the lake at one point, probably about 40 miles an hour. Who knows? We're going,
nice.
And it's so fast that it does this like almost like a horsey gallop.
Yeah,
and it's really fun, and we're like,
oh, that's fun. I like that.
So yeah, I can't wait. I actually got to drive it. Fun fact,
that's cool.
Which I wasn't ready for. But so we went out with one other couple, and they're really like seasoned on the lake. So they were like, for your first voyage, we should follow you to make sure like everything's cool. And thank God for people like that, because we actually did run out of gas.
Yeah.
We went to the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, that's and, like a ways out.
I guess it's, yeah, it's a distance. And we've never gone that far in the houseboat because, well, A, the houseboat is massive.
Yeah,
it's
it would
like
take
an
forever.
RV. Yeah, and it's just
it's
like,
not fast. Can you imagine a fast houseboat? It's like,
that would be hilarious. Like a little,
all
like,
the chairs like slide to the back.
We're throwing some turbo up on that thing. You know, fast and furious. So, like, it was cool to actually explore in the little boat. And then, yeah, once we were, like, heading on our way back to like Marina,
it started sputtering.
It started to sputter, and Carl was like, "Ooh!" And then he's like, "Shit, maybe we just need to like wait a minute." And then our friend, he was like, "No, it does sound like it's running out of gas." Yeah. And so
it's choking on fumes. It's like, "Please, it's really more,
just one more song.
I want to do the jumpies." I used to love. Did you ever go inner tubing?
I have not, but that would be so fun. And now
I did when I was like when I was way younger, because like Michigan, there's lots of like lakes and stuff. We had an inner tube for a while and like wakeboard and stuff. I don't really remember doing wakeboarding.
I want to try that.
The tube, you're just like holding on for dear life. And my dad would like run these like circles with the boat to get the big waves like going. So then you start going over it. It's like the boat, right? It gets to a point you are like 10 feet in there. You're like, whoa. And if you let go, let me tell you, you lose things like your swimsuit sometimes, or like the skin off of your body as it collides with the water when you fly off the inner. You have to have great like gorilla grip strength
and skin.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you inner tube, but it's so fun when you hit those.
How fun would it be to do that? And then like when you are getting like such air and like all that, to take photos of each other.
Yeah,
and have those photos.
We need like to get one pieces though, because like you could. Yeah.
We'll get some TWND podcast one pieces.
That would be cute.
Right?
Yeah, that would be really cute.
And, but yeah, so like that was a lot of fun. So luckily, our neighbor had extra gas and we were able to make it back in. But because of the way they were adding it, I had to get out of the boat because it's a tiny boat.
I was like floating in the water.
No,
like,
I'm hanging out in their boat. Which
I was going to say, it's cold.
Very, very lucky that they came out with us.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we wouldn't have had extra gas.
Yeah, you would have just been stranded out there. And do you have cell service?
We did. Some areas we didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Some areas we did. Luckily.
You start floating away. You're like, no.
But that's like why, that's
you're
why
paddling.
We have like a little radio thing, though.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
So, like, when you have the radio, you do have access to, like, contacting, like, a tow service.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say aliens.
Some aliens.
My brain goes aliens. You have plan of contacting aliens.
Please come save us.
Did you have...
That would be cool.
Did you have walkie-talkies when you were a kid?
Yes. When I was little, we'd go camping and we'd play with those.
I loved a walkie-talkie.
You'd have one with like your neighbor. You're like,
no, they didn't like me. That was weird.
I never did, but I always wish I had a cool neighbor to have one so I could just be like, hey, what are you doing? Yeah.
Like late at night, you're like, you're not alone.
Okay, there has to be walkie-talkies that could at least go from your house to mine.
Yeah. We should
we're
get
not
some.
That far.
We're just like, Laura, come in, Laura.
10-4.
Yeah. But you know what I always wanted? Because you would see them in movies. I probably saw it in like one movie. I'm like, this is a thing for sure. Where you'd connect the tin cans with a string.
Yes, yes, yes.
To like talk through.
It works.
And it's always from some nice like upper bedroom window. It's like somehow, you know, they work at the grocery store, but they have like a 3-story house that's like a mansion. It's crazy. But they have a link in between. I'm like, man, I wish I could like do that with someone. That was like my dream. I was like, I
we
really want to talk
it now.
No, not like from house to house.
No, I mean like, wait, you want to go from house to house?
Like that's how it was in the movies. You'd have like the two bedrooms that face each other,
and there's like
I
a tree house
dreamed about
or
that.
Something yeah. between like the perfect backyard.
Yeah, that like doesn't exist, I'm pretty sure.
Well,
have
maybe.
You ever seen a yard like that? I only see them in movies.
No, but I feel like it'd be like only in like the country. I don't know why.
But it's somehow always in a suburb. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
Maybe.
You know, I don't think this is real.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. But you know what does matter? Cereal. And the ways that we choose cereal. To eat it. So should we get into some cereal?
Yes.
And while we do cereal, we can also talk about other things as we crunch.
Yes.
Hell yes.
So
cereal, what cereal should we start with?
I mean, I've been eating cereal 37, 38 years of my life. 37 years.
Only 33 for me, but I'm getting there. I'm working towards it. What can I say? Like, I am a cereal girly for life.
Yes.
I don't want to tell you.
So should we like announce one cereal one by one? Because I don't think people have really seen, unless they've cheated and looked behind me, but
they like peek and they're like,
which ones did they got? I would be too, trust me.
Yeah.
But we could always start with one of the small ones first, or a couple of the small ones.
See, the great thing about these Cheerios is to just eat them like a baby.
I mean, I'm not shocked. She does love baby food.
I love baby food.
So this is very on brand.
What you do is just like, oh, look, they're little hearts.
What?
For heart health. All right, so you're going to get some crunchy ASMR right now. I hope that comes through. I can hear it, but I don't know if I can just hear it because you can always hear it in your head.
I can hear it really loud.
We eat it like to make noise. We're like, wait, this is the sound of cereal.
Here's another one for you.
Right. I'll save these for later.
Baby. Now we got our mini wheats.
There's a specific way to eat those.
When you were little, sidebar to the Cheerios, did you sprinkle sugar on top?
Yeah. Just, you take it, that nice little scoop of spoon, Edward.
Yeah.
No. Get down. And you just, you're like, chef, right? You're just sprinkling sugar on your cereal. Chef. Look at me, all fancy.
Yes, chef.
You're like slowly. I would love to be a chef just so someone could say yes, chef to me. I feel like it's such a power trip.
We got mini wheats.
Mini wheats. What we could do, because I thought we have two different spoons, right? And we're not going to like fully consume this much cereal. This is crazy.
We might.
So we could soak the mini wheats as they should be soaked.
I like them soaked.
Correct?
Yes.
And then we can pour another bowl. We both have separate spoons so we can eat out of the same bowl. And we can preserve bowls.
Yes.
All right. Let's soak these.
I'm all about that.
Mini wheats.
We did kind of go ham.
But cereal is so good, so it's hard to decide. And go to patreon.com/twndpodcast if you want to see us pick out all of our cereal and our grocery adventure.
Yeah, we had fun.
And we sang
for you all.
You
guys should have fun too. All right.
We've had quite a few people join, but please be talking in community chat, please.
How much milk?
More.
To the top?
More.
Like, yeah. Beautiful. That's the appropriate amount. You know those people that don't like a lot of milk? I don't know if you're some of those people out there, but, you know, I'm not knocking you at all. I'm just saying there's those people that only like cereal with, like, this much milk.
But that's crazy to me because it doesn't soak enough. And another thing.
Not each piece gets soaked.
Have you known people who put milk before the cereal?
No, but we should do that.
No.
Why?
Because you need to be able, because here's the thing.
Come on.
If you pour the milk in first, you don't know how much. And then maybe it's not enough with how much cereal comes out. So you have to add more milk.
Let's do it.
It's crazy.
Come on. Let's try it once. Maybe
okay.
With the kicks.
Fine.
Oh, here. No. Want to try it with the tricks?
All right. They say tricks are for kids, but we're children at heart.
Should we eat it with a fork?
No. I can't even conceptualize that. I can't even. That's crazy.
You're like, you're a monster.
You're a monster.
It's
how dare
right.
you?
Okay, so you pour the milk. Okay, I'll pour the milk. I saw those eyes, you guys.
What I can try to
those
do
eyes.
Is carefully regulate the amount of cereal.
Those eyes.
Those
okay,
eyes.
So we got milk in here. Hold on.
All right, very
I'll
carefully
hold this.
Now. Very
Let me hold this
now.
For you. Ugh. Everybody, don't peek behind
Gently
me.
Gently now. Gently now. Gently now. Gently now.
Oh my gosh, you animal.
Gently.
Yeah, that's that looks it. Like the perfect amount.
I think so. If Woo! We mix it around a little bit and you just give it a little flump.
Yes, yes.
Chef.
Yes, chef.
All right, cool. I feel like you don't want to soak tricks for as long because they get that weird coating on the outside where it's, you know what I mean? Where it's like rubbery.
Yeah. So, okay. When do we, are,
let's
when
do it. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers.
The tangy fruit. Green ones.
They hit.
This hits. Hit me in the face.
I wonder what, like, the exact timing is for it to get to the perfect amount of sock. We should be timing this.
David, said, I hope you've set a timer.
Almost. It's pretty much there. What do you think?
Is one it more scoop.
That's the time. Ref.
Cut it. Call it. Whatever it is, that's what it's going to be.
I love it.
David, maybe you can just do a voiceover and be like, 34 seconds or something like that. Or whatever time it is. I just start saying numbers. 28 seconds.
15.
1 minute and 15 seconds.
Yes.
I don't know.
All right. Now.
That was yummy.
Now talk about this. I haven't had tricks in so long.
I can't even remember the last time, honestly.
Me neither.
And I honestly don't remember it being fruit.
I don't. And they're flowers. They look like flowers, don't they?
I always thought that, but they're berry clusters, I guess.
Ah. And then the green ones are what? Watermelons? What are they?
They're tangy, though, so I get lime. But they look like watermelons.
They have pink in the middle.
They do look like watermelons.
And then there's one.
They look like zombie nipples. Like, look. Like a zombie boob.
They look like those olives they put in a martini.
Do they have red things in the olive martinis?
I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever had a martini. I've never been classy.
Because they're very, like, strong, I think.
I just know it's shaken, not stirred. I'm like, just gin. Ugh. Yeah? Does it hit? Yeah.
All right.
Do you think we should set this to the side so we don't potentially spill it?
Yes. But which one would you like to try next? Yeah. Get in there. It's so good. Heavenly. For all you at home, I hope you're enjoying a nice bowl of cereal as well with us.
Please, just, your favorite cereal.
It's hitting right now. It's hitting.
Is it time?
Yes.
We've been through a whole other cereal, right?
We have. Do you have your spoon?
Yeah.
See, good thing we didn't have another bowl of cereal here. It would have made a mess.
How?
All right. Let's give it a good mix, shall we? Or do you not?
Yeah.
Just a good mix.
Yeah.
Come on. Everybody at home, mix it up.
Mix up your cereal. Come on now.
Join us.
Join us in the mixing.
All right.
Join us together as we mix our cereal this evening or afternoon or whatever time of day you're listening to this. So what I like to do is pick this apart so I get to eat the frosting last, as we discussed.
How in the world?
And then it's all frosting.
How do you do that?
You can twist it in your mouth so that the frosting is against like a side of your mouth. And then you just like lick out the part that's not frosting.
I'm so
and the frosting gets in your outer lip. Look.
Do you remember the ones where they had jelly in the middle?
Yeah, I hated those ones.
Why? They added a little extra kick. I liked them. But these are my true original heart, like, of a cereal. Like, I love these. I love these. And they were the most bizarre as a kid. Like, I mean, why are they so shreddy?
They reminded me of Triscuits.
I wonder if there was a sweet Triscuit, if it would be like a mini wheat. It's the same thing, right? One's covered in sugar.
Like a honey glazed Triscuit? That would hit. Oh, speaking of things that should be made in art, we were talking about this going to get cereal today. I've had cars in the past that have had a cooled or heated seat.
Yes.
You do as well.
Yes.
It used to be that only like super top, like when I was a kid, especially like any, like by the time that was a thing, only really expensive cars had it. Now, like every new car, it's an option. That's the problem with shredded wheat. I feel like I'm choking on it no matter what.
As I hand it to you.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try Gold Show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Yes.
Liquid IV, saving lives.
Shout out. Use our code.
TWND, 15% off and free shipping at liquidiv.com.
Hydrate yourself.
Hydrate yourself. Oh, okay. So there should be an option, right? Where you can choose the bottom, like the seat part, or the backrest to be a different temperature. Why not be able to heat your sore, tired, old person back while also cooling your bum, especially in like, well, you know, when it's summer outside and everything gets all sticky and you're like,
Also, for all you people that drive long distance to go to work or to like, you know, just go visit family or whatever, and your swamp ass needs a cool down.
Yeah.
Because you're in the car for 4 hours.
Why isn't Elon Musk getting on this?
We don't know. And knock, knock, who's there?
The person, it's us.
It's us. But yeah, you should be able to control the options on each.
Because there's enough buttons in all these cars. Everything's on like a big screen now. Can't you just pick like up or lower? Like maybe it is a thing. Maybe I'm just stupid. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Like maybe
Colin,
I just don't know about this.
Let us know.
It seems like we're missing out on an amazing opportunity for optimal comfort while riding in a vehicle, which nobody really likes to do that much. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Facts.
Think about it. Before we move on, because I need a little cereal break after I choked on that cereal. autism. All right. So I have an exciting new opportunity for y'all out there and a new news for you.
I like news.
We have partnered with a new affiliate brand, and it is called The Brim Reapers. So follow them on Instagram, the_BrimReapers. And it's a really cool like symbol. It looks like this. I'll show it to you.
The Brim Reapers. What's up, guys, girls, ladies, gentlemen? Bad at the Brim. So, the Brim Reapers. Oh, that's such a cool logo.
They are friends. Oop, there's a glare. There's a glare.
That
maybe
is
listen
awesome.
To you, David. They are friends of the pod. They sent a huge box of hats.
Thank you.
For my birthday, which was very, very nice. And they said to give them to people on my team. And I was
silly. So
yo, there's three of us. So we're going to go through some of the hats today.
That's so cool. Thank you, guys.
And I would like y'all to visit. Ugh, I just put it back. Why am I like this? All right. I would like you to go to thebrimreapers.com, check out all of their cool hat designs and all of that. They're a small business, so it'd be really cool to support them. And they've given us 20% off with code TWND20 at thebrimreapers.com. And go follow them because it's really awesome.
Sweet. Thank all you, right. Guys. Go support. Go follow. Go buy.
So
use the code.
One, I already advertised on Instagram, which says RISM with the TISM in a very neutral color, which is really amazing for when I do my training days on the backyard to protect my face from the sun.
RISM for the TISM? Yeah.
And then there's another one. All silly. Some goose. Some goose. And I thought that just described me to a T.
Only a little bit of goose.
So let's get into these. Bro, stop. That's my ass. Bro, stop.
Love that. Yeah. And it is so like a Bass Pro.
This made me so happy.
Oh my goodness. This is a classic.
Moving on from here, we have, I need a freak in the sheets, but do you see what's under the sheets? David Zoom.
It's a freak.
Enhance. 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 Yeah, that's a big old ass.
It's you.
It's like me.
It's you.
Remember when we talked about Glory Ghost?
Yes. Yeah. This is it.
Another cool thing about the Broom Reapers is that we are going to be partnering with them on some designs for hats, like a collaboration. And we were talking about some dirtbag hats. So let's see what we can come up with for that. It's going to be really sick. So please follow them. This one made me laugh a lot. Gaslighting isn't real. Because we all know that.
Of your imagination.
Oh, God. All right. Over here we have, that sounds like a man's job, which is exactly what I say when I don't want to take out the trash. The Brim Reaper's Beaver Eater.
These are amazing, you guys.
Every one of them slaps. Fuck you. Pay me.
Hello.
Fuck you. Pay me. So
beautiful hats.
They really know what's up.
Beautiful.
Oh, they're falling down. I'll grab those. Save the turtles. Hit it raw. I thought this looked like a U hat, if I'm honest, because the color and everything.
And because I was a turtle in the first pod I was ever on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You were a turtle. Thank the Brim Reapers.
Save the turtles. Hitting it raw.
I could see you wearing that out on the boat, tagging the Brim Reapers. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's happening.
It's your color.
Thank you.
Have so many things. It matches your suede skirt.
It does.
Yeah.
Girl, she knows.
And then you just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
It's so Matthew McConaughey. It's giving.
It's giving McConaughey.
These are epic hats, you guys.
David, if my tit falls out, please cut away.
And it's like, these all slap.
Kitty kisser.
Girl, you...
Born free, but now I'm expensive. Mommy Milgers.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Like I heard your ear crack.
And Mommy then Milkers?
Over here we have, I'm the sibling that throws hands.
What?
Wait, there's some more. Do you want me to go grab them?
Please.
All right, let's keep this show running.
Hilarious.
Please follow the Brim Reapers. Find them on Instagram. They are amazing. They're awesome. Thank y'all again so much for this. And
we're from sponsor.
Or how about you tell them about the amazing benefits of
Liquid IV? Liquid IV gives you all the benefits you need, you know, that CTT technology, and including all of the vitamins you need, like vitamin B2, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. Use our code TWND to save 15% at checkout and get free shipping. Hey, what do you know? Also, if you don't use Liquid IV, you should be, because it is always important to keep those hydration levels high and keep that spit lickety. Lickety spit. Here we go. That's the way I do an ad. You like it?
Lickety split with Liquid IV. Go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND to save 15%. Get free shipping on everything that you purchase and experience better hydration today. Now, back to the Brim Reapers. All right. So next up we have working hard. No. Hardly working. No. Hard while working?
Yes!
You better fucking believe it. You betcha. Red flags give you thrills. It's shaped like a nice like Red Bull type logo.
That is amazing!
It reminded me of the Dining at the Y shirt.
Yes.
That would be fun on a hat.
Dude, Dining at the Y is a perfect idea for a hat or a beanie.
Brim Reapers, hit me up.
Come on.
I'm the friend in low places.
That is amazing. I got friends in low places.
Isn't that Garth Brooks?
Yes.
Didn't he get accused of like sexually molesting his makeup artist?
Oh, I don't know. We should look it up.
Yeah, I think that was
House.
I think I heard of that. He is the friend in low places. Garth Brooks. Crime?
Crime.
Oh, Garth Brooks accused of sexual assault and battery in lawsuit from hair and makeup artist who worked for him.
Wow. Jane Roke. Roe.
Jane Roe.
Dang. When was this? Recent?
Yeah. The complaint filed in a state court in California on Thursday and obtained by CNN states the alleged incidents occurred in 2019. She claims she was once raped by Brooks at a work trip. In a statement to CNN later on Thursday, Brooks said for the last 2 months. Wait, sorry. In a statement to CNN later on Thursday, Brooks said, for the last 2 months, I've been hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would be if I did not write a check for many millions of dollars. Wait.
Yeah.
Hush money, no matter how much or how little, is still hush money. In my mind, that means I'm admitting to behavior I'm incapable of. Ugly acts no human should ever do to another, he added. We filed suit against this person nearly a month ago to speak out against extortion and defamation of character. We filed it anonymously for the sake of families on both sides.
Oh, so now he's ratting on he did it anonymously?
Wait. So they filed again. So he's saying that it's defamation of character. Yeah. I don't know. That wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
Bizarre. Well, so that wasn't that recent.
But
I guess.
Know what? I don't give a shit about that.
That was perfect timing.
I don't give a shit. I'm fresh out of fucks. Room Reapers. Ass and titties. 24.
Woo! They got my vote.
Oh, Mommy Milkers again. And then, one of my personal favorites, Backshot Pro.
Backshop Pro. Yeah,
they're so good. All right, and I'll get you whatever ones you want at the end of the show.
Well, this is so on brand for me. I love it so much. Go get support one for Carlo, them. Too. Use it. Use our code, everybody. Support.
Yes.
Support the Brim Reapers. They got my vote in my heart. Mm-hmm. These are epic hats.
Faux show.
And they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are awesome.
Yeah,
I love
they're really
it.
Good quality.
Beautiful.
And I had one like on a loose setting, the Risen with the Tism one, and I was doing handstands and it stayed on my head. I was like, oh, sick.
So you're telling me that this is probably the hat for anyone who is, you know, actively doing stuff outside? Like,
yeah, or inside. If you like to fuck with your hat on, go to Brim Reapers.
Well, I am going to tell Carlo to not wear this on the mini boat because he has lost two hats
mm-hmm.
in just 2 days.
He has to wear it while he's hitting it.
And yeah, he's going to have to wear it. But if it flies off, then it's like, there goes the hat. I'll be so sad.
Yeah.
But we'll give it a test.
We can get a nice little chin strap for
it. That's what I'm thinking, like the croquis, you know, for the glasses, but there's one for the hat.
Yeah.
Hey.
That would be helpful.
Is there something like that exists?
Probably. Let's see.
A hat croquis?
How do you spell it?
Oh, my gosh.
They got it.
Well, I know what someone's getting
for... Oh, I'm sorry. It's a lid latch.
I know someone's getting for Christmas in their stocking a lid latch. Well, that's good to know.
We also have... Let me check notes because I think we have some voicemails. We have this email, but I also might have had some notes.
And I am going to pour us our next bowl of cereal.
Please, please do.
So for our next bowl of cereal, we're going to go with something that we were talking about, I think, when we had Kitty on the pod. So shout out to Kitty. And I think she was saying her favorite cereal was Kix, right? Wasn't she saying that? I can't remember exactly, but I think it was. And I was like, whoa, Kix. Like, I hadn't thought about Kix in so long.
I'm excited. They remind me of what we were talking about, too. Corn Pops. Do Corn Pops exist?
Yeah, Corn Pops did exist.
Corn Pops slapped.
But they were just called Pops now.
Is that what the change is? Oh, we should have gotten Pops then.
We almost did in a small,
because they're like,
they
got that glaze.
Yeah.
Do they still shape it like big corn kernels?
Yeah, it's almost like corn mixed with like, I don't know, like it's just like a lemon. Like
it's like they're long, like it looks like a little seed, but yeah. A big corn kernel.
So we're going to go with some Kix and let's pour us the bowl. We'll pour the cereal first this time so we don't get the ick. And she got the giant box because there was no other alternatives, which, you know what? Oops.
So I have a few things to talk about. One of them, do you remember, as you pour our cereal, me talking about the fact that I love to set up a bath, but I always make it too hot, and so I end up waiting around for the bath that usually ends up being too hot.
And then
so for my birthday, Rick was kind enough to send me this.
Go, Rick. Go, Rick.
It's a ducky thermometer.
Oh!
To test the temperature of your tub.
That is so cute.
The joy of it is look what it is called. Baby elf. Is this to make sure you don't burn your baby alive? It wasn't intended for me to not burn my legs.
What's
but
the
no.
recommended temp for a bath? Does it tell you?
Nope. It's like guess. I don't know.
So you have to guess.
Yeah.
And
I thought that was very cute.
That is awesome. I wanted to get one of those. I love that.
And have you ever heard the story? Do you know who John Holmes is?
The actor.
The dick.
Yeah.
The dick actor.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about like the story other than like he died from AIDS and like was shooting scenes and not telling people that he had AIDS?
I think you might have told me a little bit about that, but no, go on, please.
Okay. So the podcast I told you to listen to, like the True Crime Morbid podcast, they were doing episodes like ages ago, because I'm like listening back now, about the John Holmes case and like how he came to be like in the industry and like what his addictions got him into and how he like groomed this girl while he was still married. And like this girl was like 15 or something like that to like, and then eventually to pay for his addiction started like pimping her out. For sex work.
But at like a young age?
Yeah. And would like beat her if she didn't make enough money and shit like that. And yeah, just like very wild, very violent. It was a great episode. You guys should go just do a quick Google search on it. I don't know what number it was. They've done so many, but it was like a two-parter. So it was intense, but it was funny because listening to all this, you only kind of heard the base level stuff. And part of the reason he got back into the industry and was shooting while he had AIDS was because he got all this like media coverage because of all this crazy shit that happened with a gang. And it was wild, right?
Wow.
But what's crazy about this, and so many similarities that occurred through this time, like one of the things that I guess his ex-partner used to say about him was that like when he couldn't handle things or like wanted to disassociate or whatever, he'd like go and take a bath. So many things. Guess who my ex's favorite porn star fantasy was?
John Holmes.
Yeah.
And you?
I had never even heard of John Holmes. You know what I mean? Like, but when I go through all these things and like these similar, I was like, oh, that's so weird that like, because all
like
these
it.
Things that I didn't know, and I was like, all these weird things that happened to me and stuff like that. I was like, this is fucking crazy.
I don't like
it. It was uncomfortable. I'm thinking about it. I'm itching right now.
But it's so like, it you have to like listen. You know what I mean? You have to.
Yeah. Because you're just like, but it's interesting, like thinking of these things, because I've seen, I think I talked to you about this maybe, but so many similarities in stories of these unfortunate people who had terrible things happen to them, right? And there's so many similarities. Like, did I tell you about the one about like the leaving the notes on someone's items? Okay, so this guy got with this girl, like love bombed her, right? Crazy. And then just like took it all away. So she eventually like leaves him to date this other guy. And he gets fucking crazy pissed and then like possessive of her and like, I want you back and blah, 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 blah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But she moves out of this guy's like place. He's having her move her stuff out. And as she's moving her items out of the house, right, he murdered her boyfriend. But this guy left like notes on all of her stuff and like within like clothes and things like that. Like, think about what you're doing. And like, you know, all these like weird, creepy notes like on all of her stuff as she's like packing up. And do you remember when I moved out, like when I moved back into that last house and he had moved out and how I said there were sticky notes? I moved into this house and even unpacking things from that old house, I would find like new sticky notes of like messages that he'd written on stuff. And I think about all these similarities and I'm like, I'm very lucky because I could have been murdered.
Yeah.
Do like, you know what I mean?
Dude.
It gives you this like weird morbid appreciation for like, even though all these terrible things happen, think how much fucking worse it could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you were definitely that close. You were walking the line of,
but
like,
you don't
death,
realize it when you're door. When you're in it. Do you know what I mean? It is, it, yeah, it just makes you feel so weird and itchy afterwards. You're like, ah.
Wow.
But it's good, right? It's
yeah,
just like,
yeah,
damn,
you're alive.
Yeah, gotta like appreciate that. But let me try. This should be soggy enough for my taste.
It's
now.
Nice. And I hadn't had kicks in so long that I forgot that they taste
so
nothing
bland,
like a cereal. Like that I would normally pick. And I'm like, I'm here for it.
It's like blander than Cheerios.
I know.
It's so good.
How does that even, how does one achieve that?
Mm.
I'm like, it reminds me of something I've had before, but I can't think of what it is.
Mm.
Corn?
Corn. It's like,
tastes like corn.
It's like a cotton ball with a crunchy center.
It's like a corn tortilla. But in milk.
Oh, yeah.
But crunchy. Mm. Like a tostada?
Sopapilla?
Sopapilla.
Mm.
I just like saying it.
I loved sopapillas.
These would also be good with like a little heap of chef sugar.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's really good.
Oh, yeah. In case it spills. Oh, here, I'll put it over here, maybe. So we have one more cereal to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you do the honors of introducing it.
Before we do our last show, should we do voicemail?
Yes. And yes. Also, okay. Thank you for those who call in. Please, we love hearing from you. 702-900-6446.
That's right.
Hi, I just called a minute ago. Well, it's probably been about 10 minutes ago. My name is Scott, and I just wanted to get that through. Scott. And add one more thing. How good you guys look on a 60-inch TV.
Hey.
Have a great day, ladies.
Ah,
bye.
Thank
so
you,
sweet.
Scott. So on the last week's solo episode, I did get this message from Scott, and he was asking where episode 169 was, and I informed Scott that it's because the house had flooded, but I didn't realize he left another one right after that.
Oh,
all right.
Well, thank you. Much love. And thank you for supporting us.
Hey, Ken, bros. What's going on? Me, Fuzzy Ken. Sorry.
Fuzzy Ken.
Fuzzy Ken. Anakin. Fuzzy Ken. Now, this is segueing. Took your hands free, bro. These regal ladies, eh? You know what grinds my gears with our esteemed women? Like a few weekends ago, I was constantly kept saying, get under the umbrella.
I don't know what exactly he's saying. You're going to translate for me. What?
David, we love you so much, but I cannot understand what you're saying.
What?
It's okay. It's
oh, it's David.
It's David from Australia.
Okay, hey, so what's up,
I
Davey?
Got it's Aussie Ken. That's about all I got. Let's try this again. We're gonna listen with intent.
One more time.
All right.
From the top, make it drop.
We're gonna try our best. All right. We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you. I'm going to turn it all the way up. All right.
I'm going to move my hair so I can hear this better.
Hey, Ken Bros.
Ken Bros. What's
going on? Me, Aussie Ken.
Aussie Ken.
Sorry, no, bro, not anything. Aussie Ken. Now, this is segueing. Jerk your hands free, bro.
Hands free?
These regal ladies.
Jerking it hand. Wait.
No, it grinds my teeth.
Guys.
He's jerking it hand free.
So that's what I heard. Ken version. Okay.
Yes, with us teens, women. Like a few weekends ago, it was constantly kept saying, get out of the umbrella, Brokowski. Put on a hat. Just get in the...
Put on a hat?
Umbrella Corona hats. I said there was... Wait. Umbrella Corona hats. These, what grinds his gears? And there were ladies. I heard ladies.
I heard of ladies.
And he kept asking them if they wanted an umbrella...
Corona hat. Okay.
Is that an Australian sex move I haven't heard of yet?
Dave, you feel so much better. You stop in there. I don't want to get under the shade. And on they went. So to get
on. On and on. And you didn't want to get under what?
The sage. He didn't want to get under the sage. Are they saging? Are they woo-woo girls? They're waving their sage around? I'm confused.
Stop. I got under the shade. And I did feel better. I felt great. I couldn't bring myself to let him know that, you know?
You felt better.
Because then they'll be constantly improving my life. And then what happens? Then what?
I felt better.
I felt great. I
felt great. I'm constantly improving my life. Is that what he said?
And making himself better.
Okay.
They'll fix everything. Women are like nature's life hacks. They teach solutions if we let them help. And then they won't need us anymore.
Women are like what? Life hacks?
Yeah, like they...
When we get to what we need.
Hang on.
Just life hacks. They teach solutions if we let them help.
They teach solutions if you let them. Women are life hacks. They teach you solutions if you let them.
And then they won't need us anymore.
And then they won't need them anymore.
And then they... Something off. And then they... Jerk you off? Wait.
Until you don't need us.
Until you don't need them anymore. Wait.
Oh.
Okay. So, wait. Women are like sages of life lessons, and we can teach you things. Hang on. We can teach you things if you let us, and then we jerk you off until you no longer need us.
Yes.
Okay.
Hardship self makes the man love. Am I right, my stay home broskies?
But then.
Oh, essentially.
But then you get the man love. And
then you set off for some man love.
Oh, and then you set off for.
Okay. For some man love.
Women can. Listen. Women. Women can teach us lessons if. Wait.
Life hacks.
Women are life hacks. They can teach us solutions if. We let them, and then they jerk us off.
Until we don't need them.
Until we do not need them.
And then
we will go in search of man love.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, David. There's more.
Watch out for that trailer jetpack, dude. I know that,
dude. Watch out for the boy love dirtbags? David, I'm so sorry. I can normally understand your voicemails. I don't know what's going on today, but I cannot. This is what... Okay, I don't know if I can play anymore because I'm not trying to be mean, but the... And I wish I could understand. I'm really trying to. I even turn up the volume as far as I can go, and I actually can't understand you. But... David has given us a valuable lesson today that we must listen with intent.
Yes.
You can't imagine if we just played that, right? And we just let it go all the way through. And then we address it then and we're like, well, that was stupid. I couldn't understand anything. But what did we do? No.
Intention.
We went back. We listened with intention. We picked our way slowly through to find the message that David has imparted to us that women
are life hacks.
And they can teach us solutions. If we let them. And then what will they do? They will jerk us off.
Until we do not need them.
And then we will go off.
In search of man love.
Yes. And then boy love, dirtbags beware. That is what we learned today. All right. So
yes.
I like that.
Go to Patreon and support the pod and become a dirtbag.
Okay.
We love you. Go, David.
Molly, it's Tommy Hooks. calling from the big state of South Carolina. And I hear that you had a water loss. Well, it just so happens that my last expertise was as an insurance adjuster handling water losses. So it's not as bad as it might seem right now. If you need any.
I'm going to cut you off here because you say your phone number, which you should not do because this is a podcast. You don't want random people calling you. And I have home insurance. I'm not going to call you to like, okay, I appreciate the thought, but think about the fact that if I have insurance and I have automatically an adjuster when a thing goes wrong, then I'm not going to need to call you, a random person that I don't know, with all my personal details about the things that have happened. And it's not so bad, bro. Half my house doesn't have floor. There's no floor. There's just concrete. There's no walls. The walls are taken. It's bad. All right. Now, it could be worse. It could have been dirty water. Sure. But don't discount the badness of what has occurred here.
It is bad.
It is the whole side of the house that I do work in, which I cannot do at the moment, which is very frustrating. And things do take a while. And I do know contractors, but everything goes according to the people who run the money. Right. And as an insurance adjuster, you should know that.
You know who that is.
But it's one of those things, right? That, like, it's not so bad. But compared to what? Like, if it had been the laundry room only, sure, that would have been kind of bad, but not too bad, right? Half the house, I think, is a bit more substantial of an issue, especially when one of the rooms is where we host the podcast.
And we're and talking one, plumbing, dude. Yeah, it's like plumbing.
One of my bathrooms, the toilet is in the shower. The toilet's bathrooms. Just in the shower. Laura's like, I'm going to go pee. And I was like, not in there, not, because there's just a hole in the ground.
I was going to pee in a bucket, but okay.
You just like squat over the pipe. You're like, this is fine.
It's near, right?
But so yeah, it is bad. It's unfortunate. And the repairs are probably going to go well into the new year. So it's just, it is what it is, but it is bad. Okay. So don't discount that, Mr. Tommy Hooks. And please stop giving me, when you leave a voicemail, I appreciate that you do. But I'm going to need you to not leave your phone number every time. I can see your phone number when you leave a voicemail. So I know what your phone number is. And if I have not called it by now, then chances are I am not going to.
It's not happening,
so
bro.
I feel like I've addressed this before as well. But I don't know you like that. So,
all right.
Was that the last one? That was the last one. So now we can move on to the last one of the cereal. Yeah. And do you have anything else that you wanted to get into today?
This is my favorite cereal.
Before we go, perhaps we could look up and you could choose from this list of myths that David has provided.
I would love to.
And we could look up one to end here.
I would love to. Okay.
I already did Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I did the Marilyn Manson stuff, and I did the green M&Ms and the watermelon seeds.
Can we talk about, let's see, if you eat a watermelon seed.
No, we did that one.
Oh, you did? Oh, sorry. Okay. And you talked about this?
The green M&Ms, yeah, the watermelon seed, and the gum.
How about Steve from Blue's Clues becomes a crackhead?
Okay. Let's look that up.
This is going to be good. Anyways, yeah, this is my favorite cereal, everybody. Welcome back to the show of us eating cereals, many different types. We're at cereal number 5, if you're just joining us now, which I don't know how you'd be joining us just now. But hey, welcome.
I feel like I remember Steve from Blue's Clues making some video like many years later about like why he quit, but I never watched it. I didn't really watch Blue's Clues.
Me neither. That was like a little bit... After my, I wasn't in the right age gap, I guess. But I remember him and I thought, like, didn't he go and become like...
AI overview. So let's get this first.
Yes.
No, Steve Burns, the former host of Blue's Clues, is not a drug addict.
No, it says? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Burns has said that rumors of him dying from a drug overdose or being a drug addict were hurtful and impacted his mental health. That is unfortunate. Reasons for leaving the show. Burns has said that he left Blue's Clues in 2002 for several reasons, including he was going bald and didn't want to lose his hair on a children's TV show. That's fair, to be honest. He wanted to pursue higher education. Hell yeah. And he was experiencing clinical depression. I mean, I would imagine. Think about having to be... It's like when I would webcam for like too long, too consistently, because you have to be this like, ah, ah, I'm so excited to be here and doing this thing. And da 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 da. And if you're someone who wants to pursue higher education, right? And then you're like stuck doing this thing where you have to like put on this face and persona all the time. I can imagine that leads to depression. Do you know what I mean? Poor Steve.
I thought it was a little bit different for his reason having to leave. But these are all reasons.
This is from thehits.co.newzealand. David, I'll send this to you. Blue's Clues is one of the most popular children's shows on Nickelodeon throughout its decade-long run from 1996 to 2006, and for a majority of that time was fronted by Steve Burns. Steve became a major celebrity, blah, 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 blah. In 2002, at the height of the show's popularity, the beloved Burns abruptly left Blue's to go to college. In his final episode, the actor was actually 29 years old at the time. Wow.
Wow, he made it long.
Yeah. Rumors immediately began to swirl that Burns died of a drug overdose, was a drug addict, or was killed in a car crash. These rumors were all proved false when Steve appeared in Nickelodeon special Behind the Clues, 10 Years with Blue. He revealed that one of the main reasons he left the show, like AI said, because he was going bald and didn't want that to happen on national television in front of his young fans. He said, I knew I wasn't going to be doing children's television all my life, mostly because I refused to lose my hair on the kids' TV show. Burns, now 40, said in an interview. Why don't they just like repeat it? Why didn't they just start with that? And like, it's this is what like, he
I'm
said.
Going bald.
You just said the same thing twice. You're like, here's what we're telling you what he said. And then here's him telling you exactly the same thing. Writing sometimes, I swear to God, these things. So, no.
All right.
He didn't.
He's not a crackhead.
And now it's soaked. Steve Burns is not a crackhead. So it's good to know.
You guys can all sleep at night now.
I can't. I was hoping he was a crackhead.
And so can he. Woo!
Because he's not doing crack.
Yeah. Crack is whack, yo. Perfect sog.
Perfect sog. The perfect sog.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make like cereal bars with these?
Mm-hmm.
We should do that with weed butter.
You know, it'd be sick. I wonder if you can make these into like a cheesecake crust.
I think you could.
And do like a cinnamon cheesecake.
Because don't you use crackers? Or like graham crackers.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use this probably. Or mix the two. Ooh. Mixed.
Get a little bit of the caramelized. Mm.
That might be really good.
Although I think you could maybe have a similar effect by just using those cinnamon coated graham crackers.
I
feel like maybe these would get too soggy, no?
That's why we need you.
Hello? I'm so dumb though. Like, how was I not thinking about
How are you? How are we? I'm still baffled.
You're like, wait a minute.
Emma, wow. Mind blown.
I was realizing today when we were at the grocery store and I was like, oh my God, graham crackers. And I almost bought graham crackers. And then I remembered that Teddy Grahams exist. Oh my God. I love me some Teddy Grahams. I'm going to eat those later.
And they were really good when you took them out of your glass container. Like the airtight one. Airtight. Get it? See what I did there?
I love going airtight. I'm just kidding. I've never done that. I was trying to think. So you've heard of girl dinner, right?
Maybe.
Where it's just kind of like,
that's
like,
a no.
I snack. Like here's my thing. Like, I'm not eating full meals. I'm like eating like little snacks throughout the day. Like, so I don't really cook dinner when my man's gone because I'm not cooking for myself. It's stupid.
For one,
I just make a fuckload of bread.
Challah. Challah.
Challah.
I just like calling challah for fun, but
it's so good. So it'll be like, here's this little bowl of nuts I have. Here's this pile of crackers. Here's like, what is your ultimate like snacky dinner that you're like?
Probably chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, a slice of pizza. okay, let's see. And something bready, so like maybe.
Wait, but you have pizza.
Oh yeah, pizza. Oh yeah. Maybe throw in a salad, like a small one.
Like a really small one, because like
super small.
So you can eat it first. So you can be like, I did healthy.
I had green.
Yeah.
And then for dessert. I mean, maybe a little chocolate cake. Rice Krispie treat. I don't know.
So funny. I love this.
Like
so
I'm five.
Much. No, because like
it's all food.
I know that's. The
thing. How about some Indian food in there?
No.
Oh, the garlic cheesy naan.
Okay.
With so, pizza.
Let me explain to girls.
Is it, I like your three nuts?
Listen, I like your version much better.
Is it like three let nuts and a pistachio?
So me as a person, I would never have like, I don't even have like frozen pizzas in my fridge, right? If I'm going to get pizza, I'm like going to order one thing from one place.
Okay.
So you're talking about all these meal options put together that I'm like, yes, absolutely. I'm here for that.
It's like
but just, this is what I do. So I'm like, okay, here, I'm going to have this like random peanut butter and jelly sandwich like I'm 5 years old.
Yum.
And then I'm gonna have this little thing of nuts and I have like three slices of cheese. And I'm gonna have like this thing of palm hearts open that I'll probably only eat one of, but I'll feel like I did health today. Maybe some pickled beets, who knows, I could get crazy with it, like a sprinkling of candy on there somewhere, and then I just like graze on it for hours.
So you're basically saying you eat a charcuterie board for yes. dinner. And my charcuterie board is all the bad.
Your like, charcuterie board is like a Cece's. Like, it sounds so amazing. Do you remember Cece's had the macaroni pizza?
Oh. I've never been to a Cece's.
The big like pizza buffet? It's like in California, so like the only place I've ever seen it actually. So I thought maybe you would have seen
it. We had Hometown Buffet.
Oh, okay.
And Soup Plantation, which I would do Soup Plantation.
Soup Plantation slaps.
Oh.
Until I started seeing people use hands.
Ugh. But they had the focaccia bread and the soups.
Mm. But
and the baked potato. Ooh, a baked potato would be on my charcuterie.
But Cece's was like all the things that you were saying. Like it's all these different like pizzas that you can put out. Like do you remember when Pizza Hut back in the day had like that kind of similar thing
yeah.
where they had the out on the hot plates in the middle, the
and
different
a salad
flavors?
Bar.
Yeah. So that was kind of what Cece's was. But they had macaroni pizza, which was like an Alfredo sauce with macaroni piled onto like a nice pizza, and I loved it,
dude.
Ugh.
That sounds delicious.
Wonder if we could make macaroni pizza.
We could.
We could.
Because we could go get the crust at Trader Joe's.
Yes, we could.
And then make our own.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Maybe we'll do that for our patrons.
That would
Everybody,
be fun.
We could have a pizza making night.
And we have to actually, after we get off here, plan our Patreon Zoom chat. So if you guys are not joining us on Patreon yet, patreon.com/TWND podcast. And also, if you have not, please subscribe to the podcast, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe to wherever you're listening to right now, hit the follow button, hit the notification so you never miss an episode, because we would hate for you to miss an episode. And this has been really fun. And I think your homework for this week should be to write us an essay to twndpodcast@gmail.com, a minimum of 100 words of your favorite cereal and why it is your favorite.
You could do that.
And or a, you know, how it came to be your favorite cereal, what it reminds you of. Give us a nice, beautiful, creative writing assignment
on your favorite
cereal. Or if you have
a certain way that you like to enjoy it, like a fireside with a good book.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
do you pour booze onto your cereal? Yeah. Like, what do you do?
What are your tricks up your sleeves? Mm. We want to know.
We want to know. We want to hear from you. This has been really fun. But I think we need to clean up cereal and we
it's
have
so
other things
soggy.
To, I know.
Should we?
I'll probably still eat it because it's soggy.
Me too.
So keep it fucking soggy. You can follow me on Instagram @thisredheadissfw and TikTok @leavemollyalone. You can follow the podcast on Instagram and X @twndpodcast. And Laura, where can they follow you? You can
follow me @wayamglamartistry. Yeehaw.
And make sure to follow the Brim Reapers. Brim Reapers, thank you again so much for all the swag. We very much
thank
appreciate
you.
It. And we are looking forward to new designs coming. So thank you for coming, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.